Yeah, big picture, when you have the kind of season that we had and you lose, that many games, especially that many games in a row, there are a lot of things that we've got to fix. You hear a lot of talk about how, there's a quick turnaround, or potentially there could be because we've had some recent success. But really, we've had to be honest. It's been tough to look at our team and to look at our organization all the way through. And, obviously it's tough to make some of the changes that we made, but we do think as we have evaluated, the season, our team, our processes, everything about our organization, that we put ourselves on a good path to get better again.
Rick, there are some seasons where there's a foreign conclusion in what makes you beat. Is it like that at all in this draft? And have you narrowed down the list at all? Where are you?
Well, we're still in the process of ranking and evaluating all these prospects. This is a part of it. Really, the bulk of the evaluation is done because we put the real onus on the playing and what the guy's film, what he is as a football player. So that part of it's done. Now you've got these other, parts of the process that augment that evaluation, whether you're talking about the performance here, the interviews and medical, gathering more information from a character standpoint, the pro days, when we bring guys on our campus. So all those other ancillary things are ways that we augment the evaluation process. But the bulk of it's done. So we know, how we feel, to a large degree about all these prospects. But we'll continue to evaluate.
3 years ago, Ron Rivera said, disappointed they hadn't narrowed down to 4 or 5 guys. Do you even have it narrowed down that much?
Not necessarily. I mean, we've just introduced the process to our coaches, and they have a say. Again, this part of it, while it's just a part, it is an important part of it. The medical piece is an important part of it as well. So it's not narrowed down that. We don't have that kind of focus just yet.
I realize every draft picks a 4-9 but having the number one overall pick, for the short-term success of the franchise, but also the long-term success, how important is that?
It's not only important to get that pick right, but it's also important to understand this is a unique situation. You get a chance to really set your board 3 different times and pick the best player on the board 3 separate times the way that the draft is set up. You get to do that Thursday, you get to do it again on Friday, and then again on Saturday. And so you have a chance to obviously pick the best player, or if another team values a guy on the board and they want to come in, and maybe you have a chance to acquire more picks. And so it's not only that first pick, but it's the way that you manage this entire draft. I think it's going to be very important. We understand that, and our scouts have done an excellent job so far. And we introduced this class to our coaches, last week, and they are starting to formulate their opinions as well. But we've got to do a good job throughout this entire draft process. Yeah, I don't think. I mean, we haven't even narrowed it down to the group of guys that we're considering. So I don't think that you box yourself in anyway. I think we are open to all possibilities, and I think if you do that, you give yourself the right chance to manage the process the right way. Yeah, I don't really talk publicly. I don't think it does any real good for me to let anybody know how I feel about them. I don't really compare draft classes to another draft class. I will say this: I like this board. I think there's some good football players in this draft class, and players that can come and help us at a number of positions.